Classics music. From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
We'll be right back. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Happy Sunday all. Sun being the operative word, that's one of the three themes of this week's Finest Hour. That was, of course, Sun is Shining by Bob Marley and the Wailers. And there'll be more sun-related tunes throughout the next 2 hours. I'm with you till midnight when the great Don Letts takes over. But yeah, I thought you'd appreciate some sunshine on this wintry evening. I'm actually pre-recording the show in my little house here in Manchester for you. And it is a wintry Wednesday for me. In any case, the other two themes of this week's Finest Hour are paper. One of the reasons for that is because I've had a suggestion of a tune involving the word paper, and it made me realise how many songs I love involving the word paper. It's a word that comes up all the time if you write lyrics for a living, as I do. This is my paper round, if you like this job. It's the thing I do for extra cash. I actually do it for love, you know this. But in any case, yeah, the word paper comes up a lot because it feels nice to say on your tongue, on your lips. In fact, let's turn down the bed here. All say it with me. Paper. Paper. One more time. Paper. Very good. So that's another theme. Three tunes, my three favourite tunes involving the word paper. Also coming up in the next 2 hours. Also, another theme of this week's show, or rather my main dedication this week, is a photograph of my granddad from 1940. My granddad died some years ago now, but he was a big influence on me, and I'll be talking about him and why a little bit later on. But do go and have a look at the photograph if you're near a computer. It's going to be on the front of my page on the Six Music website as the show's going out, hopefully, but certainly as soon as it's finished, if not. It's a very proud image. My granddad's the second one along in uniform. All the rest of the chaps behind him are the Home Guard, who he led in 1940, marching down Nosey Street here in my beloved Manchester. More about that later, though. Now I'm going to play a band called Bibio. They released this a couple of years ago, and I had this tune in my head because I was thinking of songs with a sunny disposition to warm your wintry bones. And I had to phone my good friend Andrew Hargreaves, who's the drummer with I Am Clute, to remind me the name of the artist, because it's ages since I played this. But it is a sunny little lo-fi tune from Bibio called Ambivalence Avenue. Lots of love to Andy. Here we go. Happy Sunday, everyone. great, isn't it? There it goes. That's Ambivalence Avenue from Bibio, who is originally a producer turned artist. And what a lovely little sunny tune that is as well. I mentioned before I played the tune that I had to phone Andrew Hargreaves, the drummer with I Am Clute, in order to remember the name of that artist, because it was stored in my files here and I just couldn't bring it to mind. And he mentioned to me that his dad, Peter, has been under the weather recently and would appreciate a dedication. Well, I know from talking to Andy that Peter bought this song many moons ago, and I thought you might like to hear it, Peter. Lots of love, mate. Get well soon. Here's Mountain and Nantucket Sleigh Ride.
Run!
Peter Hargreaves with Love, that was Mountain and Nantucket Sleigh Ride. Did you recognise it there in the middle? Now, we've been here before on The Finest Hour, admittedly not for a couple of years, but it was the theme tune to a popular BBC current affairs programme, that song, in the 70s and 80s, or certainly one section of it was. I think it's Weekend World, but I've also heard it said that it was World in Action. Let's not get into that. I was bogged down in emails the last time I mentioned it. But yeah, that's for Peter Hargreaves. Get well soon.
BBC Introducing supports unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians across the UK.
If you're an aspiring singer, songwriter or musician, or you know someone who is, we can offer the opportunity to get it heard by a wider audience. You could get played across the BBC, get to record a session at Maid of Vale, or invited to play one of the BBC Introducing stages. This lot did.
Same old, unrequited tale told.
We know you're gonna dig this. Miles off, it came from other business. And I'm thinking you should be the witness. But I'll hold me back.
To find out more about BBC Introducing, go online and search for BBC Introducing.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Now let's dive into the BBC archives and surface clutching an audio pearl. This is the wonderful Joe Brand, who I love more and more as the years go on, discussing with Kirsty one of her Desert Island discs.
The unpredictable nature of the things you have to deal with, the potential chaos at any given moment of working with psychiatric patients, must mean that you have to have a very particular approach, a calm approach.
Absolutely. I mean, particularly, I actually wasn't attached to a ward. I was on an outpatients department, an emergency clinic. So we would assess people coming in off the street who had either brought themselves in, been brought in by their families, or been brought in by the police. And by their very nature, the people brought in by the police who'd been picked up on the streets of South London and assumed to be mentally ill had to be behaving pretty weirdly to even be noticed. So there was quite a lot of disturbed behaviour. But you learn, I mean, if you're a kind of sympathetic person, and hopefully I was, you learn that these people are just in kind of very deep distress, really.
The characteristics of understanding and empathy and patience and calmness are not at all what you exhibit when you're on stage. You know, you're very snippy and nippy with people, and you shoot straight from the lip. It seems extraordinary that inside that is somebody who is much more willing to take time and patience and to do a job that actually most people would run a mile from.
Well, I think what that comes down to is my act on stage is a very small part of what I am. And it's quite interesting, you know, I think most celebrities have their kind of, they have their sort of three adjective tag in the tabloids, don't they? Like with me, it was kind of fat, man-hating and feminist, you know. But, you know, my self on stage is kind of a minuscule part of what I am, really.
What's your next piece of music?
My next record is Billy Bragg, who I think is the kind of perfect Englishman, really. There's a lot of sort of difficulty in this day and age for English people to say that they like being English, because it always has kind of connotations of racism and little Englander-ishness and Daily Mail-ness. And I think Billy Bragg is spot on. I've always kind of admired his politics, and he manages to achieve being English without sounding like he wants to send everyone back home, you know.
It might have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over the luxury's disappointment, so he walks over and he's trying to sympathise with her. But he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. In the Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. Cheese Pavilion, and the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. Mixing pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the Great Leap Forward. Jumble sales are organised and pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the Great Leap Forward. One leap forward, two leaps back. Will politics get me in a sack? Waiting for the Great Leap Forward. Well, here comes the future and you can't run from it. If you've got a blacklist, I want to be on it. Waiting for the Great Leap Forward. It's a mighty long way down rock and roll from top of the pops to drawing a dime when you're waiting for the Great Leap Forward. If no one out there understands, just start your own revolution and cut out the middle man. For the Great Leap Forward. A perfect world with all singing tune, but this is reality, skip some room. For the Great Leap Forward. Revolution is just a t-shirt away.
Billy Bragg, who I've met many, many times over the years, and he's a lovely, lovely fella. One of the nicest things when you really admire a songwriter is to meet them and find out that they're a lovely person as well. Well, he's bloody great, is Billy. And that was chosen by Jo Brand as one of her Desert Island discs. The vast majority of the Desert Island discs is available to listen to whenever you want on the BBC's website. That's because the BBC rules. Put a couple of kisses on your license fee check. New music now. This is a band called Real Estate. They're a new one on me, but it's from an album called Days. I did get some information up. Where is it? Oh, yeah, there we go. They're from Ridgewood, New Jersey. They've been going for a few years now. But they signed with Domino Records last year. And, that album is fantastic. Do check it out. This is a great song. The words don't say a great deal at all. The song's not about much, if it's about anything. But I like to think the voices are being used as instruments, and it's hypnotic, and it takes you for a bit of a journey. I absolutely love it. Once again, this is Real Estate with All the Same. Isn't that great? Hypnotic, lovely guitar sort of, oh, what do you call it? There isn't a word for it, but it reminds me a lot of Ride, that sort of sunshiny appreciation of a band playing together. It's great music to dance to. In fact, the very, very first time I appeared on television was when I was about 17, and it was one of Tony Wilson's televised music festivals. I think it was called Celebration 18 to 24 or something like that. And there was a glimpse of me from the back in a very long salmon pink shirt with floppy hair of the day. Dancing to the Charlatans. Now, I believe it was their first TV appearance, but I might be wrong. But yeah, a glimpse of me from behind, dancing like, frankly, a pillock. That was the first time I was on telly and I was very excited about it. But that was the kind of thing I used to love, these sort of elongated passages where just guitars do their own thing. And if there was a vocal, then a sunshiny, floaty vocal that conjured up images of lost days with good friends. I mentioned Ride. They were one of my favourite bands from that era. And here they are with the incredible Vapor Trail.
First you look so strong, then you fade away. Oh,
loads of you are going to have had many, many memories conjured by that. That was Ride and Vapor Trail, and I want you to take 5 minutes to send me an email and tell me what images that song conjured for you. Where are you? Where were you when you were in love with that music? Do let me know. More new music now. This is a band that I heard in session for Huey Morgan the other morning here on the Mighty Six Music. He does an incredible stint over Christmas, does Huey. He fills in while everyone has a break, and I think he'll probably be having a break about now. But he played these guys in session, and it really caught my ear. Great radio should make you stop in your tracks, shouldn't it? It really should. They're called Milagres, which I believe means miracles, and this song's called Glowing Mouth. There's something about this that reminds me of sort of late electro, sort of 80s stuff, maybe more towards the songwriting side of it, thither, etc. In fact, I've just noticed something here on my desk which I can play straight after it, which is related. Once again, it's called Glowing Mouth, and it's by Milagres. I'll tell you a bit more about the band after this incredible song.
You and me,
beautiful words from a theatrical singer and a bit of a tasteful wizard on the keyboards. That was Milagres and Glowing Mouth. Their record comes out on the 23rd of January, I believe. Certainly it's available to download then, their album. And it's just great, isn't it? Yeah. So I mentioned it put me in mind of sort of 80s songwriting, electro stuff. I mentioned Thither. And this is a new one from an album called Search Engine by DJ Food, and it features Matt Johnson, who was Thither, essentially, and wrote the song in the first place. This is a modern reworking of the song Giant, which is just such a great, great song. Now, was Giant on Soul Mining, or was it on Infected? I think it was on Soul Mining. In fact, I'm going to put my mortgage on it. This is a great reworking of a song that I've not heard for years. And Matt Johnson's a lovely fella. I have had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times, and in fact Elbow covered August and September by Thither many moons ago, something we're very proud of to this day. DJ Food, incidentally, was, it's a collective, I believe, originally started by a bunch of guys literally to provide DJs with material, literally to provide DJ food. Anyway, the album's Search Engine, the song is Giant, and the singer is the wonderful Matt Johnson.
Thank you.
ends really quite abruptly, doesn't it? I have a feeling that's because it's a radio edit, so I'm looking forward to the album coming out when it does. It's called Search Engine, and it's by DJ Food, and that one, of course, was Giant by Thither, featuring the original writer and singer Matt Johnson. I love it, I love it, I love it.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music, because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal, or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So, moving on. One of the themes of this week's show is sunshine, just to warm your wintry bones, my friends. You couldn't really not play this one, could you? Inspired by Fleetwood Mac, George Harrison has admitted this, inspired by Albatross by Fleetwood Mac, this is The Beatles and Sun King. Surrogate sunshine for your bones. That was The Beatles with Sun King. It reminds me of a holiday I had with Mrs. Badger, where she was outside. She's a ginger, is my missus, and she has very fair skin, which doesn't agree with the sun. And she stayed out in the sun too long and needed my help applying the sun lotion. I put that song on, and in between the words, "Here comes the," and Sun King, I was inserting the word "after." I am the after Sun King. More sunshine now from Mike Fellows. He was in Silver Jews, and this is from an album called Limited Storyline Guest. I was recommended this album by a young lady that worked at a vinyl shop, which is unfortunately shut down now here in Manchester, called Pelican Records. It was a great shop, and it's a great record. There's something really spontaneous and rough around the edges about Mike's work. And here is the wonderful Sunshores.
Thank you.
is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Richie Havens and Here Comes the Sun. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and if that wasn't my finest hour, then maybe this will be. I'm here with you till midnight. Yeah, Richie Havens, love him. Amazing, isn't he? Someone from his era is Karen Dalton. She was a friend and contemporary of Bob Dylan's as well. And a new record has just come out of Karen Dalton's work called 1966. It's all previously unreleased material, and this is called Green Rocky Road. I love her voice, but particularly on this song.
On my floor, get your coat and follow me. I know man in Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, promenading green. down. Ooka-dooka soda cracker, does your father chew tobacco? If your father chews tobacco, ooka-dooka soda cracker. Green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me who do you love? Tell me who you love? Who do you love?
Karen Dalton from a new release called 1966, which is unreleased material, I'm guessing, from that year. That was Green Rocky Road. It put me in mind of this next tune by the wonderful Jolie Holland. I've been such a huge fan of her work, and I've been pushing her records here on Six Music for so long. I nearly met her the last time the band were in the States, but we didn't in the end manage to get together. She was playing when I was working and vice versa. But I'm looking forward to meeting her one day and maybe even doing something together. It would be such an honour to sing with her. She has got a beautiful voice. And as this song states, the littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. Now, hang on a minute. It sounds like I'm referring to her as a bird. I never use that kind of language. You're just going to have to trust me on that.
Well, I feel like an old hobo. I'm sad, lonesome, and blue. I was fair as a summer's day. Now the summer days are through. You pass through places, and places pass through you. But to carry with you on the souls of your traveler's shoes. Well, I love you so dearly. I love you so clearly. Wake you up in the morning so early just to tell you I got the wandering blues. I got the wandering blues. And I'm gonna quit these rambling ways one of these days soon. Oh. And I sang the littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. The littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. The littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. And the littlest birds sang the prettiest songs. Well, it's times like these I feel so small and wild, like the rambling footsteps of a wandering child. And I'm lonesome as a lonesome whippoorwill, singing these blues with a warble and a trill. But I'm not too blue to fly. No, I'm not too blue to fly.
songs of little lost birds sang the prettiest songs. The little lost birds sang the prettiest songs. The little lost birds sang the prettiest songs. And the little lost birds sang the prettiest songs. Oh, I love you so dearly, I love you so fearlessly. I wake you up in the morning so early just to tell you I got the wandering blues, I got the wandering blues. And I don't want to leave you, I love you through and through. Well, I left my baby on a pretty blue train, and I sang my songs to the cold and the rain. And I had the wandering blues, and I sang those wandering blues. And I'm gonna quit these rambling ways one of these days, so long. And I sang the little lost birds sing the prettiest songs. The little lost birds sing the prettiest songs. The little lost birds sing the prettiest songs. And the little lost birds sing the prettiest songs. The little lost birds sang the prettiest songs. And the little lost birds sing the prettiest songs. Sign. And I don't care if nothing is mine. And I don't care if I'm nervous with you. I'll do my loving in the winter time.
Six. Music.
30 seconds. Okay.
It's got long, isn't it? Okay, well, we're on between 7 and 10 a.m., just after The Hawk, and we're just before Lauren, who's really superb, just funny and smart and knowledgeable, brilliant. And then there's the, what I call like the radio legends, haven't you? After that, you've got Radcliffe, Marconi, Lamo, Riley, Gideon Coe. And that's just the weekdays. I could go on about the weekends, but lots of brilliant stuff. So we slip in there. What do we do? Oh, I tell you...
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show, weekday mornings from 7.
It's too much good stuff to mention.
On BBC Radio.
6.
Music.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
Now then, for most people, the advent of stereophonic sound is assumed to be during the late 1950s. But would it surprise you to learn that the first demonstration of multi-channel sound was in Paris in 1881? Described in flourishing terms as binauricular audition, it was, in fact, achieved by sending two channels of sound via telephone lines from the Paris Opera to specially prepared headsets in a suite of rooms at the Paris Electrical Exhibition. Although theatrophone, as it became known, survived into the 1920s, it was nothing more than a coin-operated novelty. The real seeds of change came in the 1930s when EMI's Alan Bloom line developed and patented stereo records and film soundtracks and surround sound. Although it would take a couple of decades to catch on, his endeavours would help to shape the audio world in which we now live. However, back in 1932, the rare practice of setting up two microphones and making two recordings of the performance so that the best one could be issued and the other discarded meant that two accidental pre-stereo recordings have survived by none other than Duke Ellington. Reunited, the two channels of sound turn a top-heavy flat mono recording into a warm, rounded and wonderfully bright example of early stereophonic sound. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Ellington in stereo. As chosen by the Beckopedia, she'll be back next week with more knowledge for us to feast upon. So I mentioned at the top of the show that one of the themes of this week's Finest Hour is the word paper. It's a lyrical favourite. I could have chosen paperback writer. That's a nice word, you see, to sing paperback. And it's certainly a song that pops up all the time with me. And I was inspired to make it one of the themes of the show. I noticed how many tunes I love with the word paper in it because of this recommendation, this Song for Guy recommendation. Let me just find the email. Here we go. James Coleman says he's a new listener to Six Music and not overly familiar with the type of music that I play. I just heard you ask for a song, Guy, that you might not have heard of, so I'm going to recommend Paper Tiger by Beck. The reason I choose it is because it's massively relaxing and the violin work is wonderful. Beck's one of my favourite artists. Well, thank you very much, James. I actually play this song quite a lot. My good friend Mark, who's an artist here in Manchester and a painter, Mark Kennard, introduced me to this song many moons ago. I absolutely love it. He's borrowing production-wise heavily from Serge Gainsbourg, especially the Melody Nelson album on this song. But I think it's close enough and beautiful enough a song in its own right for it to be considered an homage and not a rip-off. But listen to the beautiful words. This is somebody heartbroken has written this song. Listen in particular to the last line. It really gets you. But awesome string work on Paper Tiger by Beck. The first of three paper songs in a row. Thank you very much for your email, James. And do tune in again.
Just like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands, through the helter-skelter morning, fix yourself while you still can. No more ashes to ashes, no more cinders from the sky, and all the laws of creation I tell a dead man how to die. The deserts down below us and storms up above, like a stray dog gone defective, like a paper tiger in the sun, looking through a broken diamond to make the past what it should be. Capsized boats in the sea, a desert's down below us, and storms up above, like a stray dog gone defective, like a
we
station, but there's no road back to you.
The heartbreaking, beautiful and impressive Paper Tiger by Beck. That's from the album Sea Change, which if you don't own it, you should go get it. It's a pretty impressive record. Another of the themes of this week's Finest Hour, as well as paper, and we have another paper song coming right now, is I wanted to dedicate it to my granddad, Thomas Edward Garvey. I've long had this screensaver on my computer, which I'm looking at right now. It's my grandfather, who is the tall gentleman just behind the commanding officer at the front of the photograph. Go to my page on the Six Music website to have a look at this picture while I'm describing it if you want. But my granddad's the tallest man in the photograph. He was 6'4", and he's marching down Mosley Street with the Home Guard, newly recruited Home Guard in 1940. Now, I've always loved this photograph, but from talking to my dad and my cousin Tracy just recently, after she showed me a cigarette case that she owned at Grandad's, I found out that he quit his job to re-enlist in the army because he felt he was needed. He'd previously been in the army and he'd taken up a job printing all the newspaper men in Manchester. My granddad was one of them, my dad was one of them. And he was a printer. Before there was an Act of Parliament a couple of years later, you weren't required to rehire people who enlisted during the war. Luckily it changed, but this cigarette case is actually a parting gift from the newspaper company, I think it's Allied Newspapers at the time, to my granddad because he was re-enlisting to go and serve his country. I'm very, very proud of this photograph, even more so that I know now that my granddad wasn't guaranteed to go back to his job and he just felt he needed to do something. So there he is, taking the Home Guard down Moses Street in Manchester. I'm very proud of that photograph, very proud of the great man. He loved his music and he also had a strong sense of humour, and it struck me that I don't really know what his contemporary music was. I don't really know what he was into, but I thought I'd have a guess on the radio. I know a lot of my family listen to this programme, so let's see if I was right next week. But I reckon he would have loved this tune by the Mills Brothers. It is Paper Doll.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue, that's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone, and it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them, I'll never fall again. Say boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll
adjective called my own, then have a big gold-minded real life girl.
Great, isn't it? The second of our paper tunes and the first dedication to my granddad, Ted Garvey. That was Paper Doll by the Mills Brothers. Can you just go around dedicating an entire broadcast to your grandfather, Guy? That's what I hear you scream. Well, yes, I can. I can do what I want. I'm the chief of police. Here's another one for Grandad, and it's another paper tune. It's Ella Fitzgerald, and it's Only a Paper Moon. Check out the impro from Ella on this one. Just beautiful.
See, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed.
Without your love,
it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see.
Ella Fitzgerald and It's Only a Paper Moon, the third of our three paper songs. I've just had a thought. If you're proud of a granddad or a grandma who served in the forces during the Second World War, send them to me and I'll put them up in my gallery on here on my webpage of the Six Music website. Why the heck not, eh? Layla Diane is a wonderful artist. This is from her album To Be Still, and it's called My Brambles. And being someone who's used the word brambles in a song, I thought I'd play this one. It's just lovely. Again, hypnosis in song. Do send me your hypnotic song recommendations. We'll dig them out and play them. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Here is Layla Diane.
Just 2 feet. It is here that we'd roam, and
You know what I mean about Hypnotic? That was My Brambles from Alayla Diane from the album To Be Still. Once again, if you have a Song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website. Yeah, let's have your Hypnotic suggestions in. I'm a huge fan of Fats Waller, and I reckon my granddad Ted would have been as well. I'll find out off my rellies, I'm sure, after this broadcast. But the Song for Guy part of the show meant that Peter Elliott could introduce me to Fats Waller in the first place. So I really owe you one here, Peter, because I now have quite a love affair with the great man. He didn't last too long, Fats Waller. He wouldn't sleep for months at a time and then spend a whole month in bed. And he thought that was the way to live his life. And he didn't last very long. I can't remember how young he was when he died, but it was way too young. Very fond of his gin too. He sounds a bit drunk on this one, but it's hilarious as well as charming. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the pioneers of span piano playing, Fats Waller, and What Will I Do in the Morning?
Got a heart, ain't you? Well, why not use it? Hell! Why, huh? What? Well, why take my heart? Yeah, baby. And abuse it. Well, all right, then.
How can I live? I gave all there was to give.
Tell me just what will I do?
In the morning,
talk to me. Tell me something sweet. Call me a yard dog, anything, baby. Just talk to me, sweet.
What will I do in the morning?
Talk to me, talk to me.
Wonderful, I love it.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star. If before I saw one.
Let's have this tune from the Low Anthem. It's from the album Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. In fact, it's the title track, and it's one that keeps coming back to haunt me. It's just so sweet. Quite a despairing lyric if you have a listen to the words, but just beautiful. From the Low Anthem, here it is. Here's Charlie Darwin. Isn't that exquisite? If rather sad, that was the Low Anthem and Charlie Darwin. Perfect Sunday night music. as is this next tune from the wonderful Bon Iver. This is Beach Baby. Song for Guy recommendation from Simon Butler. That was Bon Iver and Beach Baby. Cheers, Simon. Now then, Kate Bush released another record in 2011. It was called 50 Words for Snow. As is Kate's thing, quite experimental, very beautiful in parts, and I just fell in love with this tune. Here in all its glory is Snowflake.
Falling. keep falling.
And Snowflake. And that's all we have time for another week. Thank you for joining me on the Finest Hour. I'll be back next Sunday with more of your recommendations, some Moida, the Beccapedia will be there again, and we'll have another fish into the BBC archive for something from Desert Island Disc. Stay tuned for the Mighty Don Letts. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and everyone who helps me put the show together here in Manchester. Thanks, of course, to the Beccapedia. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year.
From one, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight, and this is Culture Clash Radio, once again crossing time, space and genres with a selection of sounds aimed at turning you on and chilling you out. To that end, you'll be hearing from the likes of Prince, The Bees, Nitty Gritty, The Robert Glasper Experiment, Balogi, The Slits, Quantic and Alice Russell with the Combo Barbaro, and Herbie Hancock, to name just a few. Now, you know the coup and what I do. There's no technique and even less talk. Just taste and tunes. So let's set the scene with something new from Francois and Atlas Mountain's new album, Et Volo Love. This is Les Plus Beaux.
Suis-je un rêve dans lequel tu t'installes? Nous nous faisons le bal, nous nous paradons. Soyons les plus, soyons les plus beaux.
Soyons les plus, soyons les plus beaux.
C'est la grève des journées normales, aujourd'hui moins banales. Demain qu'en dira-t-on? Soyons les plus, soyons les plus beaux.
Soyons les plus, soyons les plus beaux.
Nous marchons tout au bord de l'eau. La mer a bon dos, elle maintient nos regards, elle nous renvoie.